This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. President Ramchandra Paudil to address joint session of Federal Parliament today. Chartered flights to Chinese city soon from Pokhara International Airport. And summit of the world's group of seven leading industrial nations opens in Hiroshima of Japan. Now, the news in detail. President Ramchandra Paudil is scheduled to address the joint meeting of the Federal Parliament to table the government's policy and programs for the upcoming fiscal year. The Federal Parliament Secretariat said the President will address the meeting of the Federal Parliament at 4 p.m. this afternoon in the Federal Parliament Building, New Baneswar. As per the constitutional provision, the President shall address either a meeting of any House or a joint sitting of both Houses of the Federal Parliament and summon the members of Parliament. This is the first address to the Parliament after President Paudil's election to the post. The Constitution states the President shall address the first session after the election to the House of Representatives and a joint sitting of both Houses of the Federal Parliament after the commencement of the first session of each year. Leaders of the political parties, chiefs and representatives of the constitutional bodies, high-ranking officials of the government and chiefs of diplomatic missions in Nepal will attend the meeting for observation. After the joint meeting, separate meetings of the House of Representatives and National Assembly would take place. Likewise, Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda would table the copies read out by the President in the joint meeting of the Federal Parliament of the policy and programs of the government in the separate meetings of the Houses. The Department of Foreign Employment has said unauthorized intermediaries and foreign employment agents have deceived individuals by promising them overseas job opportunities, resulting in a total amount of 757.7 million rupees being swindled in the first 10 months of the current fiscal year. During this period, 925 applications were submitted seeking cash payments. These payments were collected by unregistered agents and intermediaries who lacked the authorization to facilitate foreign employment for migrant workers. Guru Dutta Subedi, the information officer of the Department of Foreign Employment, highlighted that despite government regulations stipulating that only legally registered recruiting agencies can engage in the process of securing foreign jobs for workers, instances of fraud have been increasing in recent years. The current fiscal year has witnessed a higher number of fraud cases compared to the previous year. Subedi reported that out of 925 cases, the department has taken legal actions in 77 instances, resulting in the apprehension of 76 illegal agents by the police. Additionally, 135 individuals have resolved their cases in the presence of department officials. As a result, these agents have returned 94.3 million rupees in cash to the affected migrant workers. In the previous fiscal year, approximately 700 fraud cases were recorded involving a sum of rupees 500.4 million. The tourism entrepreneurs in Pokhara are excited by the recently scheduled announcement of chartered flights from Pokhara to different cities in China starting from June 23rd. The announcement made by the Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation, Sudhan Kirati, during the 24th National Conference and Annual General Meeting of the Nepal Association of Tour and Travel Agents, NATTA, has generated a wave of excitement among the city's tourism industry. This long-awaited development is seen as a significant step towards realizing the aspirations of the people of Pokhara to establish international flights from their city. Despite the inauguration of the Pokhara Regional International Airport on January 1st earlier this year, no international flights have taken place yet. Therefore, the news of the chartered flights has brought renewed hope and anticipation to local tourism entrepreneurs. It is worth mentioning that approximately 80% of Chinese tourists visiting Nepal currently arrive in Pokhara. Therefore, the introduction of chartered flights from Pokhara and various cities in China is expected to further boost tourism in the region and contribute to the growth of the tourism sector nationwide. Today marks the 30th anniversary of the World Wildlife Fund, WWF, working in conservation in Nepal. Since its arrival in 1993, WWF has played a pivotal role in various sectors such as forest and water conservation, climate and energy, and good governance. Dr. Ghanashyam Gurung, the WWF Nepal country representative, expressed that Nepal's initiatives in forest, environment and wildlife conservation, driven by community participation, have set a remarkable example worldwide. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. The annual summit of the Group of Seven, G7 leading industrial nations, has commenced in Hiroshima and will continue until May 21st. The G7 summit serves as a global platform for the leaders of the member states, including France, the United States, the United Kingdom, Germany, Japan, Italy, Canada, and the European Union, EU. The summit began with Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida welcoming the visiting leaders and officials at the Hiroshima Peace Memorial Park. In a symbolic gesture, wreaths were laid to honor the victims of the atomic bomb dropped on the city in 1945, resulting in the loss of thousands of lives. The summit's agenda includes discussions on various key topics such as the global economy, the ongoing conflict in Ukraine, nuclear disarmament and non-proliferation, as well as issues related to food and energy security. Prime Minister Kishida aims to showcase the unity of the G7 nations in the response to Russia's invasion of Ukraine and expanding influence of China on the global stage. Likewise, Ukrainian official has confirmed that President Volodymyr Zelensky will attend their summit on Sunday. Simultaneously, protesters have taken to the streets in Hiroshima for a demonstration called the Cross G7 Summit. They are carrying banners expressing concerns such as no nuclear war and no imperialist G7 summit. A recent study has revealed that over half of the world's large lakes and the reservoirs have experienced a decline in water levels since early 1900s, primarily due to the effects of climate change. This concerning trend raises significant issues regarding water availability for agriculture, hydropower, and human consumption. An international team of researchers found that crucial freshwater sources, including the Caspian Sea and Lake Titicaca, have collectively lost water at a rate of approximately 22 gigatons per year over nearly three decades. Unsustainable human activities have caused a depletion of lakes such as the Aral Sea and Dead Sea, while rising temperatures have negatively impacted water levels in lakes located in Afghanistan, Egypt and Mongolia, as higher temperatures can lead to increased water loss to the atmosphere. The report's findings were based on satellite imagery collected between 1992 and 2020. Scientists and activists have long emphasized the importance of limiting global warming to no more than 1.5 degrees Celsius to avoid the most catastrophic effects of climate change. Currently, the world is experiencing a warming rate of approximately 1.1 degrees Celsius. Now the general weather forecast for the country. Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally to mostly cloudy in Kosi province, partly to generally cloudy in the hilly region of Bagmati, Gandaki and Karnali province, and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country today. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur in a few places of the hilly regions of the country. For tonight, the division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in Kosi province and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the provinces. Light rain or thunder and lightning are likely to occur in a few places of Kosi province and at one or two places in the hilly region of the Bagmati and Gandaki province. At present, there is a general influence of westerly wind as well as local wind over the country. According to the latest information provided by the division, the minimum temperature of Kathmandu Valley is recorded at 17 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature as 27 degrees Celsius with 8.7 millimeters of rain. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. President Ramchandra Paudel to address joint session of Federal Parliament today. Chartered flights to Chinese city soon from Pokhara International Airport. And summit of the world's group of seven leading industrial nations opens in Hiroshima of Japan. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.